I have great news for you on this most special, this most holy of days. We're all of us, part of the most wonderful mystery. I don't mean by that that we're going to have some form of elaborate parlor game with me going and falling down the stairs from the pulpit and you having to work out if it was Jimmy or Yvonne, what did me in, Governor? No, I'm talking about not A, but the greatest mystery, the resurrection. Today we stand with Mary in that most wonderfully tender of accounts in John's Gospel, where Mary, confused by where Jesus is, confronts who she thinks is the gardener, demanding to know what has happened to her Lord. Jesus calls her by name, and the mystery is revealed to her. It is revealed to her, and her life is transformed. Her new life with Christ starts again. But even though she is there with her Rabboni standing right in front of her, it still remains a mystery to her as to the mechanics of the events. When we as Christians call something a mystery, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It has nothing to do with fiction, although people seem to think that it does. This is the, if it can't be explained, it doesn't exist school of thought. But we know that that is not the case. There is much we can't explain, but we know it exists. From how the Big Bang banged, and then, from the sublime to the ridiculous, how my dog Dexter always knows when it's 5 o'clock and comes storming into my office to be fed. The church has never shunned the word mystery, nor should it ever do so. Sometimes we wrap up the word mystery in a more fancy title, a sacrament. St. Augustine in the 5th century described a sacrament as an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace. Today we combine the two sacraments that we celebrate in the Church of England, the sacrament of baptism and communion. In the early church, Lent was a time of preparation before baptism, and baptism only happened on one day, on Easter Day, and at sunrise at that. Well, I thought I'd let Kerry and Luke off that one. They'd be already lost an hour's sleep. I didn't want them getting here at dawn as well. I'm not sure I would have been here. Like Easter, what happens in a baptism and in communion is a mystery. But the outward visible signs of water, oil, and light remind us that baptism is a new beginning. Like resurrection, beginning a new life. When people are baptized, they begin a new life as members of the community of faith, the body of Christ. At baptism, Jesus calls us by name, and we are his, just as what happened to Mary in the garden in the Gospel reading. Baptism is the sign of new life in Christ Jesus. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are brought into union with Christ in his death and resurrection. In baptism, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit and made members of the body of Christ and called to his ministry in the world. Because of Easter, because of baptism, you, me, all of us, we are never alone. Physically, we might be alone in the garden, for example, but Jesus will be with you and will call you by name. My prayer this morning for Erin, and for parents and godparents, and for all people being baptized today, is that we engage with the mystery, all of us gathered here. We engage with the mystery and use this Easter to start afresh again, knowing that Jesus calls us all by name. Like us, Mary recognizes him in her life. Let us recognize him in our lives. Allow ourselves to be transferred from and turn to him each and every day. Amen.